So, do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So, my sixth grade year, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. In that same year, I was also struggling with my parents' divorce, and my dad got very ill. As a newly diagnosed diabetic, I was sitting in the hospital bed with no idea of how much of a struggle it was going to be. I didn't realize how my life had just changed and was going to change. When I went back to school, people asked me about my situation constantly, and I was embarrassed and made an outsider. As the years went by, I struggled with controlling my diabetes, and my home life wasn't really all sunshine and rainbows either. My junior year of high school, we moved to San Antonio, though. It was hard at first, but it was one of the best decisions we made. Soon after that, I decided to get a job, so I buckled down and applied to McAllister's Deli. This is where I learned what customer service was really all about. I'd like to say it's basically giving people something they want, and then if it's not what they want, you just fix it for them. It's not all that great, y'all. So I spent a year at McAllister's, and that year was my senior year. So I was going to school and working a part-time job. But on top of that, I was also dealing with diabetes, my parents divorced, and living in a new city. So a lot of the time I felt lonely, and I probably took on a lot more responsibility than a teenager should really have to. However, once I graduated, I moved to Arizona to seek some adventure, and I got a couple more jobs in between then and now, but come summer 2018, I got an incredible job offer. I was given the opportunity to serve type 1 diabetic kids all summer at a camp called Camp Sweeney. I applied to this camp originally because I attended it as a camper. This camp saved my life in more ways than one. It taught me to understand and control diabetes and ways to cope with it. It also blessed me with some of the best friends and people I consider family. It was home to me when sometimes I felt as if I didn't have one. So I wanted to make these kids' lives a little sweeter, like my counselors did mine. As I begin the summer, I realize majority of these kids have such challenging lives, some living in foster care, some with families with very low income, extreme family problems, social problems. I even had a camper with cerebral palsy. I had campers come up to me all the time and complain and dwell about how they get bullied about their diabetes and just being different. These kids were facing so much, and on top of this, they all had type 1 diabetes. What I witnessed, though, that were with all these struggles that these kids faced, they were some of the most resilient and kind people I had ever met. They were so grateful to just be surrounded by and filled with love, included in sports and other activities, and to be around others like themselves. That 7-year-old with cerebral palsy and diabetes would look at me with a smile and thank me for the food on his plate. Then you take a 45-year-old that you serve a full course meal to, and he can barely acknowledge you. But this is simply because as you grow old, you become more selfish than self-aware. After the summer job ended, I moved back to San Antonio, and I got a job at Starbucks. I went from the most amazing job where I hugged kids every day, played with them, and helped them with the struggle of diabetes to serving people some really overpriced coffee. Sounds cool, right? No, not really. I very quickly learned that people can be pretty harsh, especially when it comes to their coffee. Apparently, it's more important that I get just the right mix of espresso and stevia than I serve them with a smile. And trust me, I know how important coffee is. I love my coffee. But, however, people sometimes are just not aware. And I understand our days are busy and we don't always have time to strike up a long conversation about the weather. But it takes about 2 seconds to just reply to my, "Hi, welcome to Starbucks. How are you doing today?" Because if I didn't want to know, I wouldn't ask. But I do. I care about my customers and I want to know how they're doing. I've had customers completely ignore me. I've had customers cut me off in the middle of my sentence just because I missed one ingredient of their $7 coffee. I don't know if this has ever happened to y'all, but it feels very demeaning. And to make someone feel less than is something I would never wish upon anyone. But when you aren't aware of how you're treating someone, that's exactly what you're doing. Let me share a little more about my struggle with type 1. There are some days where I wake up with very high blood sugar, and I should be in bed chugging water and throwing up. But instead, I wake up, I get ready, and I go serve people their morning coffee. And even while I'm working, I sometimes have to sneak away to check my blood sugar, take an insulin shot, and chug some juice. We all have hard days. There are some days where I watch the clock and count down the minutes to the end of my shift. Then there are some days where I could work a whole additional shift just because that first one was so great. But then there are days where I just don't feel like smiling. And from a customer standpoint, I can see how that just doesn't seem appropriate. But I wish, and trust me, I know the customer is always right, but sometimes I wish those customers who know they are always right could realize that there might just be a little more going on behind the curtain. At the beginning of March, for example, my dad passed away. And it was hard, like any loss is. I mourned, and when I went back to work, I was still mourning. But I have bills to pay, so 2 days later, I got up, and I went to serve people some coffee. The day I went back, I had a lady yell at me because her soy chai tea latte with extra whipped cream, cinnamon on top, and no foam wasn't extra hot. I'm not going to sit there and explain my whole life story and tell her how it wasn't cool of her to yell at me because I didn't know what she might be going through either. So I'm kind to her, even though she is unkind to me. I remade her coffee and I said, "Have a good rest of your day." Now, I'm not sharing my struggles in order for you all to have pity on me. And I promise not all my Starbucks shifts are that rough. I actually have some really amazing customers. I wouldn't change a single thing about my present or past. I'm telling you these things, one, because I want you to realize that you may never know what someone is going through, and two, because they've made me who I am today, and that's a kind person. I know I've had all these experiences for a reason, and trust me, I know it could have been worse. But along with all these hardships, I've had people who have given me so much love and support. I had people take me into their homes and lift me up when I needed it most. I had people reach out to me and help me when they didn't even know me. I had Camp Sweeney show me the love that everyone deserves. The saying, "You can't judge a book by its cover," has so much meaning to me now, because you can't judge someone because you don't know how they were raised. You don't know what their living conditions were or what they are. You have no idea what hardships they went through or what they struggle with every single day. So I say we should all be kind to everyone. My mission is to take kindness, the kindness people have given me, and pass it on to other people so that we can make the world a kinder place, one cup of coffee at a time. Thank you.
Nothing wrong with being